This is so exciting. I get to talk to Alexander Hamilton, the lead in that show that you've got to know about, called Alexander Hamilton, through December 30th at the Niederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph Street. What a pleasure to talk to you, Pierre-Jean Gonzalez. I love I love your name. Tell me the background just of that.
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here today. I am blown away by Chicago. I'm a New Yorker at heart, and I think, you know, don't tell anybody. Hopefully nobody hears this, but I really like to hear it. So, my New York friends. Pierre-Jean Gonzalez. Pierre-Jean came from my mom. My mother is Dominican descent, and I always joke that she actually named me after a pair of jeans. I don't know if you remember those jeans back in the day, Pierre-Jean jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
But I swore she did that, but my father's name is Pedro Juan, so Pierre-Jean is just kind of like just another translation of it.
Oh, you've got a stage name, and your mom must have had a premonition. This is going to be perfect for when...
She knew it. She knew it.
she must have known it. All right, now, you're Alexander Hamilton. Are you a history buff? I mean, what is there something that appealed to you, beside the amazing music in this show, about doing this show before you actually even auditioned for it?
I never forget the first time watching the show. You know what I mean? We all know history. We all learned it. But I think what moved me the most was, one, the music. The music, I'm from the Bronx, New York, so I am from the home of hip-hop. So every song, every word, every rhythm feels like home to me. Feels like, you know what I mean? It feels comfortable. It feels like that's how I grew up. Feels like the people that I grew up around, you know, growing up in New York. So for me, that shifted everything. And then seeing people of color playing these founding fathers who never really had an idea of us when they were creating this country, you know? So I think those two mixed together for me blew me away. And I'll never forget seeing it and being like, oh, man, I can't play Hamilton, but who else could I play? I'll never forget saying that to, like, one of my friends next to me. I was like, well, maybe I could play that guy. No, I don't know. Maybe that guy. And look at me now. You know, I am here playing the role. I started off as a standby on this tour, which is like an understudy, and I covered the King, Burr, and Hamilton. And I was lucky enough to get promoted to take over Hamilton right before the pandemic, and the pandemic hit, and then here we are today.
Oh man, I mean, you're understating your performance here, because you were, I say, a superb Hamilton, and you don't think about anything else. I mean, you don't. I didn't anyway, and I don't think anyone does. Think about color, or think about ethnicity, or think about anything except this guy nails it. Is there some reason, do you think, that, I mean, clearly this role and you go together well, like bread and butter or something?
Yes. So it very much feels like that.
Why?
I think that, again, going back to what the show was built upon, this culture, the hip hop, the R&B, the music. It always starts off with the music. And for me, I went to school for acting, and in my head, like, to be in a musical, it was never even like something I thought I could do, because, you know, I didn't go train for musical theater, but I trained in Shakespeare. And I will always say this, Hamilton, this text feels like my own personal Shakespeare. It feels like my own prose, my own, you know, a rhythm that is there, and it's the storytelling, and it's in the words, and it's in the music, and I just connect so much into it. And I think that life has thrown me through so much to get me to this point, and it literally feels like I'm actively Hamilton, like, at the end of Act One right now, because I'm working with my production company to create more inclusion for Afro-Latinx queer visibility, and I'm trying to, you know, because I am playing Hamilton, you we're up at the top, but I don't want to be at the top by myself. I want to create more jobs, more opportunities for people that look like me. I want more people to feel seen and feel represented. So I'm using this access, this status, this show, my dream, to hopefully fulfill more dreams of people out there who look like me.
Do you keep your checkbook well? I mean, are you like Hamilton in that? Because suppose...
Oh, Well, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, let's.
I mean, at the end of the day, we have to. Everybody needs to plan for the future, and I think that that's something we're learning now more than ever. And thank God that I have good people around me who are helping me and guiding me to that. But a lot of people that I grew up with don't know how to save money, don't know the tricks and the things to keep your books together, to do your taxes correctly, to save. You know, so I'm lucky enough that I have this access that I'm able to, you know, do the things to set up my future.
Well, I didn't mean to go down that road about your personal accounting.
Yeah, no, but we can.
No,
it's important to have a conversation about that because a lot of people don't know.
Well, you know, this is nothing I would ever plan to talk about. But since we're there, the reason why I brought it up is because Hamilton was the head of the Department of the Treasury, and I was going to talk about Alexander Hamilton a bit. But since you brought this up, or I did, you can blame me when the PR folks hear this. But
I'm so sorry.
No. Here's the question I have. Many actors, young actors, live from role to role. And planning for the future, because you never know when that next job is going to come. It's apparently something you think about, but I would suggest not all young actors do think about that.
I think now more than ever, because of the way the world is shifting, social media, the way that everything is kind of evolving, I think what's good about this time is that more young people are starting to get more educated about financial, you know, just by financial everything. You know what I mean? If that comes through finding things on TikTok or going and Googling something, you know what I mean? I remember back in the day for me, I didn't have that access to just get information like that. So I'm really, I'm seeing now more than ever a lot of artists, not just actors, painters, designers, people who are starting to take control of their life and control of their finances and trying to create some type of wealth, generational wealth, or investing in your people. Right, I took a lot of my savings and I threw it into my production company, Dominican Productions, that I co-founded with my fiance, Cedric Labor Jr., and we created that with the access that I built on this project to then create more jobs for people that are around me, my friends, my other artist friends, who are always being looked over. You know, there's so many artists out there, amazing artists, who aren't given the opportunity. So again, I don't mean to go down this hole, but I think that it's shifting now. And I'm trying to be a part of that change and to help.
Well, you know what? You sound, if Alexander Hamilton were alive today, and if Alexander Hamilton were in the theater, he might have spoken those same sort of words. So it's interesting that you say that. Were you a history buff going into this? I mean, were you in any way? Were you surprised?
I had to really dive deep into life and really nitpicking, right? Because there's so much information, there's so much hearsay, there's so much this, you know, everybody has an opinion, everybody has a story. But I literally just took the book that we have and I made sure that I was like, we can add in all the true history facts. We can learn everything. But what's happening right here in this book on this stage right now and what's most important, right? So when I'm up there every single night, I'm always thinking about how am I being present for the people around me on that stage. We have an amazing cast here in Chicago right now at the Philip Company. You know, from the sisters, from the set design, from the lighting, from the stage management, we have a humongous team of people who really throw everything they have into those 3 hours every single day. You know, so I make sure to just keep being present. Obviously, you know, where I'm an actor, so I want to, you know, give the drama and you know, give you all that good stuff that you come to see. But at the end of the day, it's about supporting the people on that stage. And I think that's the most important story to tell. Have I done the studying and gone into the rabbit hole of Alexander Hamilton? Absolutely. But I try to concentrate mainly on what's happening right there in front of me instead of thinking about what happened in the past.
Were you surprised at what happened in the past? I mean, what the book does tell on stage, that there was so much drama back in the day.
I mean, you know what? It makes me laugh because it's like no generation, nobody's going to gets away from all the drama. You know, everybody who's listening to this, everybody on this earth has you know what I mean, the drama that they dealt with this past 2 weeks, you know what I mean? So it's actually pretty, it's so human. It makes you connect more to these people because you're like, wow, they are a mess. And you're like, we're all a mess, aren't we? Well, are we all a little bit a mess sometimes, you know? Wow, I really connected to that decision. Oh, my God, why did he make that decision? I remember making a decision like that. So it's so human for us to watch this show, and it's indulgent to live through it because it's so heavily packed with drama and action. So if you haven't seen it, you got to go see it.
Oh, yes. So that, and for the music, but that drama that you talk that you talk about. I mean, today we look at the political landscape and we think, oh my God, things have never been so divisive. Do you think in 100 years from now, someone like Lin-Manuel Miranda will come up with a show called Trumpleton or something?
I'm sure somebody will. I'm sure it will happen. I'm sure every story deserves to be told. Nobody's story should be blocked. But I do think that when we're writing and when we're trying to be on the good side of history, it should come from a place of love, acceptance, understanding, and empathy. If those things aren't connected to the story, if those things aren't hit, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a Hamilton. Hamilton works because it pulls at your heartstrings, but it shows so many different levels of human experience, of happiness, of death, of life, tragedy, wins. You know what I mean? So I'm a supporter for anybody telling the story, but as long as we are being truthful and being human enough and empathetic enough to know that people, that it's not just about us, right? It has to be about others as well. We can't be that selfish.
I remember when Hamilton first came to Chicago, the first time around, and we took a friend of ours, Jody Donahue, who is a history buff, to see the show with us. And when the curtain came down at the end of the show, we looked at her, and she was weeping, I think uncontrollably weeping. I mean, it affects people in such a profound way. What is it about this show that does that? And as a result, people come back again, again.
And again.
Yeah.
Again. Well, I think it's the formula. It's how it begins and it's how it ends. We begin with this amazing excitement, but the show always leaves you with hope. You think about that last song. Think about that last moment. No matter what's happened before that, there's hope. There's hope for good. There's hope for a better day. There's hope that, you know, you know, and I'm saying this, you know, just anybody in the audience, like, you know, people at the end of the show, they feel good for those 3 hours, and then, you know, they could, okay, now I can get myself ready for this week. All right, now I'm ready to talk to my mother that I've never spoken to in at least how many years. Now I'm ready to step into the room and feel strong. You know what I mean? Hmm. I think this show allows people to kind of deal with their own trauma, and then they leave with hope. They leave with love. They leave with light. You know, and it's in the music. Like I said, it's music is so healing and so powerful, and it is one of my first loves, and it is the reason why I'm here right now.
Well, and it is arguably one of, if not the greatest show of this era that you happen to be the lead in. Do you pinch yourself every once in a while?
Yeah. I still have moments where I'm like, what is my life? Like, what is happening? But I am just, again, I'm surrounded by such amazing, talented people. And it never feels like I'm Hamilton. Like, it's just me. It never feels like that. You know, I have my other, I was an understudy as well. I have my other understudies, and I always say this to all of us. I'm not Hamilton. We're all Hamilton. It doesn't matter if I'm on this day. It doesn't matter who's playing it. It doesn't matter who's in any role, because the music and the show is so powerful that it allows every individual person to express and be themselves to their best ability. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, and I think Lin-Manuel Miranda had the same sort of speech that he would give people like me who asked that question way early on when he had the role. So playing it on stage, having him watch you, What did that, at some point that had to happen early on, what did that feel like?
It felt right. It felt like I worked really hard to be in the room where it happened. Pun.
Yes, yes.
I felt really hard to get in there. And it really solidified kind of my legacy and what I'm a part of and what I see myself in for my future. This show has changed my life tremendously for the better.
How so?
And
how has it done that?
Well, it's done that from financially, from artistically. You know, I grew up in the Bronx, New York. We grew up in not having that much money, but my mother always believed in me and trusted in me and in my talent. I told my mother I wanted to be an actor. She was like, "All right, baby, you got this. All right, but you're going to be the best actor. You're going to go to school." And she pushed for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after getting this show, it kind of let go of a lot of the trauma that I had on myself in my own artistry, questioning myself, questioning my value in this industry. Am I good enough? Am I worthy? The show, not playing Hamilton, but the show itself and the people who are connected to it, really pushed me to become the man that I am today. And I am forever grateful for everybody who was part of this production, specifically this Philly tour. And I think Lynn, I think Sellers, I think Black, I think all the people who are connected to it for allowing me and giving me this tiny opportunity to just play this role, you know, that's going to live on forever.
Tiny opportunity? Well, you've run with this tiny opportunity. Oh, man. I mean, it's like, how do you even top this? Do you think
I do, because this is just one step closer to creating more work that people like me can do. You have to understand, before Hamilton, it was just In the Heights, and that's it. There was no other musical that really spoke to my experience, to Puerto Rican, to a person that looks like me, to play that role. That has never happened before. That's why I look up to him so much, because he's changed the game, not only for all people of color, but for me specifically, someone who looks like him. You know what I mean? People look at me now and say, "That's a leading man." Back in the day, they did not look at me like that. I was thug number two. I was the other guy. I was the other Latin guy. I was a bad guy. I was a dishwasher. I was a... Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is what media was showing people that looked like me were doing. And now it's changed. It's finally shifting and changing. And I'm so happy to be a part of that change and to create more opportunity for people who have not seen themselves.
And I'll tell you, the show is... First of all, another example. They call it Broadway in Chicago, and it is, but it might as well be Broadway, because this production...
It's Broadway.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not Broadway. Only this show. Lots of other shows that come to town, too, are, in my opinion, of which occasionally I do respect, are actually better than what was originally, yeah, in some cases. And I'll tell you, this production is as good, if not better, than other Hamiltons I've seen. I don't review per se, but I guess I just did. It's at the Niederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph. Go see this dude, Pierre Jean Gonzalez. I didn't get the accent right exactly, but it's a name it's a name you'll remember, and you will see time and time again. A pleasure to talk to you. And, hey, one more question.
Thank you so much.
You talked about why you love Chicago. What is the best thing for you about Chicago?
Oh, my God, the views. Why is it so beautiful here? Everything is, like, beautiful, even when it's freezing outside. I'm over here, like, you know, by the theater constantly, and it's just so gorgeous. And right now, that has my heart. And also, I'm a New Yorker. We've been touring for so much. So this is the first time we're sitting down in the city. And what a city to be in. Like, I feel like I'm at home, and this is my first time here.
Well, that is so good to hear. And you do know our pizzas better than New York pizza, right? Okay, I think we got to go.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Great to talk to you, too. Goodbye.